Welcome back, or welcome for the very first time, to Let Me Scare You. I'm your host, Corey J, and this is the podcast where we crack open horror history, dust off forgotten nightmares, and remind you why some movies never really leave you. Tonight we're traveling back to a very specific era of fear, an era where your horror met technology, where CGI was experimental, where flip phones rang at the worst possible moments, and where the line between reality and the screen started to blur. We're talking about early to mid-2000s horror, a time where studios were throwing everything at the wall, video games, remakes, sequels, and widely ambitious concepts. Tonight's deep dive focuses on three unforgettable entries. Stay Alive from 2006, a killer video game that kills you for real. Scream 3, year 2000. Hollywood horror turns meta again. And 13 Ghosts, the year 2001, where a haunted house filled with monsters you never forget. Along the way, I'll share some behind-the-scenes facts, production secrets, and details even hardcore fans might have missed. And at the end, we'll test your memory with a 15-question trivia game, followed by some rapid-fire fun facts, and a little tease of what's lurking in our next episode. So turn down the lights, put on your headphones, and remember, let me scare you. Alright, before we dive into individual films, we need context, because 2000's horror was weird, experimental, and transitional. This was the era right after the slasher boom of the late 90s. Scream had changed the rules. Audiences were smarter. They knew the tropes. Studios responded by leaning heavily into technology-based horror, experimenting with CGI instead of practical effects, chasing the success of Japanese horror remakes, and building franchises around concepts, not just killers. The early 2000s were also when horror became stylized. Filters, fast cuts, music videos editing, soundtracks packed with new metal and industrial rock, and most importantly, horror became a spectacle, which brings us to our first nightmare. Stay Alive. Death by Controller. Stay Alive is one of the most 2000s horror movies ever made. One of the most best, I should say. The premise is simple. A group of friends discover an unreleased survival video game called Stay Alive. The twist is if your character dies in the game, you die the same way in real life. The game is based on a real-life legend of Elizabeth Bathory, the 16th century countess rumored to bathe in the blood of young women to preserve her youth. Why does this movie matter? Because in 2006, video game horror was booming. Resident Evil, Silent Hill, Fatal Frame. Stay Alive tried to merge gaming culture with supernatural horror, years before streaming, Twitch, or esports cultured events existed. Filming facts you might not know about it. The in-game footage was not an actual playable game. The developers created cinematic game sequences after filming, designed to look like gameplay rather than function as one. Elizabeth Bathory's depiction was intentionally altered. Historically, Bathory's crimes are debated. The filmmakers lean at the myth rather than fact to avoid historical controversy. The theatrical cut was heavily censored. The unrated DVD version restores several killers and darker imagery, changing the tone significantly. The film predicted always online horror. The idea that a digital experience could follow you into real life was ahead of its time. It was a legacy. Critics were brutal, but audiences, they kept renting it, streaming it, rewatching it. Stay Alive became a cult classic because it captured a fear we didn't fully understand yet. What happens when entertainment watches you back? Alright, we're gonna jump on into our next segment, Hollywood Bleeds, with a movie called Scream 3, the year 2000. By the time Scream 3 arrived, the franchise had already rewritten horror rules twice. This time, the suddenly shifts to Hollywood. During the production of Stab 3, a movie within a movie within a movie, Sidney Prescott is in hiding, Ghostface returns, and the murders begin mirroring events from Sidney's past, specifically the dark secrets surrounding her mother, Maureen Prescott. Say some behind the scenes footage, or secrets, behind the scenes secrets, because you can't see, it's a podcast, so we'll go behind the scenes secrets. The script was constantly rewritten. After the Columbine tragedy, the studio pushed the tone down, violence, resulting in a less graphic, but more psychological film. The voice changer technology didn't exist yet. Ghostface's ability to perfectly mimic voices was science fiction at the time. This was meant to be the final scream. The film was designed as a trilogy capstone, explaining the origin of everything. And Wes Craven leaned into satire over scares. Hollywood culture, abuse of power, and exploitation are major themes, especially regarding Maureen's backstory. But why is Scream underrated? While often criticized as the weakest entry, Scream 3 does something bold. It reframes the entire series as a tragedy rooted in generational trauma. It asks, who gets silenced? Who controls the narrative? And how does Hollywood rewrite pain for profit? Now we're going to jump into another movie called 13 Ghosts. This movie came out in 2001, and it was a house of horrors. If 13 Ghosts scared you as a kid, you're not alone. As this remake of the 1960s William Castle film turned spectacle into nightmare fuel. It was set up a grieving family inherits a glass mansion built by an eccentric ghost hunter. Inside the house, 12 ghosts, each with a brutal backstory. The house itself is a machine powered by suffering. The ghosts and why they stuck with us. Each ghost had a name, a title, a sin, and a horrific death. From the Juggernaut to the Angry Princess, these weren't background monsters, they were legends. And here's some filming facts you may not know about 13 Ghosts. The ghosts had full backstories that never made the film. These were later included as DVD bonus features and became iconic. The glass house was mostly practical. Real rotating rooms, real moving walls. Actors often didn't know what would shift next. The Latin spells were translated by real scholars. The incantations weren't random. They were written to sound authentically ancient. And Matthew Lillard improvised much of his dialogue. His frantic energy wasn't scripted. It was encouraged. And why 13 Ghosts endures, the movie is chaotic. It's loud, it's messy, but unforgettable. It embodies early 2000s horror excess. And that's exactly why fans still beg for a remake or a series today. And here's a few reasons why these movies still matter. All three films share something deeper than scares. They reflect. They reflect fear of technology, stay alive. They reflect fear of systems and power, Scream 3, and they reflect fear, grief, and legacy from 13 Ghosts, and they're imperfect, stylized, and bold, and they remind us that horror doesn't need to be flawless, it needs to linger. All right, now we're going to jump on into the Let Me Scare You trivia. So if you've been paying attention to the podcast, if you've been listening, these 15 questions are based off of what you just heard. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. Question number one. What historical figure inspired Stay Alive's antagonist? Answer is Elizabeth Bathory. And question number two. What happens if your character dies and Stay Alive? The answer is you die the same way in real life. And question number three. Which genre of video game heavily inspired Stay Alive? The answer to that question is survival horror. And question number five. Why was Scream 3 rewritten during production? And the answer is real world violent concerns. Moving on along to question number six. What city is Scream 3 primarily set in? The answer to number six is Hollywood. And question number seven. Who was revealed as the mastermind in Scream 3? The answer is Roman Bridger. And number eight. What powers the house in the movie 13 Ghosts? What powers the house in 13 Ghosts? And the answer is human suffering and ghosts. And question number nine. How many ghosts are trapped in the house? And the actual answer to this question is 13, but I think we only mentioned 12 in the podcast. They don't talk about the guy's wife. I don't think we discussed the guy's wife in the podcast, so technically that one's not fair because we've only discussed the 12 ghosts, I do believe. But either way, the answer is 13, so hopefully you got that one right. And moving on along to number 10. Which ghost is known for her beauty and rage? Answer to the question is the Angry Princess. And question number 11. What unique visual element defines the house? The answer to that question is the glass walls and the rotating rooms. And question number 12. Who plays the psychic in 13 Ghosts? And the answer to that question is F. Murray Abraham. Question number 13. Which actor improvised much of their dialogue in 13 Ghosts? And the answer to that question will be Matthew Lillard. Question number 14. Which movie had a more violent, unrated cut released later? And the answer to that question is Stay Alive. And last but not least, question number 15. What shared theme connects all three films? What shared theme connects all three films? And the answer is fear of legacy, systems, and technology. And here's some quick fun facts. Rapid fire. Stay Alive was originally rated R. 13 Ghosts inspired countless Halloween costumes. Scream 3 is the least gory Scream film. DVD extra saved 13 Ghosts' reputation. All three films became cult classics through home viewing. And if you grew up watching these movies in the dark, sneaking peeks from behind the pillow, or rewinding scenes you shouldn't have watched, this episode was for you. Next time on Let Me Scare You, we're stepping into something very different. A franchise that introduced horror to an entire generation. A world of cursed masks, haunted ventriloquists, and monsters hiding in plain sight. That's right. Next episode, we dive deep into the Goosebumps franchise. And trust me, those stories were way scarier than you remember. Until then, sleep with your lights on, check your screens twice, and remember, let me scare you.